Okay, ladies, why is skincare so confusing? I feel like I've used a hodgepodge of whatever the so-called latest and greatest products are, or just whatever my friends were loving at the time. Until I discovered Barefaced. I first started following Barefaced on Instagram, and I've learned so much. The company was founded by a nurse practitioner who is passionate about providing simple, science-backed education, but she also shares valuable insight on both life and business and is a mama of four, and you know we love that. What's really unique and helpful is their team of skincare specialists that you can text for complimentary consults and to answer any skin questions. It's like getting a professional recommendation from the comfort of your couch. This is how I know exactly what to use for my skin type. You can text them too. Their number is on their Barefaced Instagram, and I'll put the number in the show notes as well. The most important thing is to understand your unique skin type, and the Barefaced Skin Quiz makes it easy to figure out in just 5 minutes. Head over to their Instagram at Barefaced to take the skin quiz and to find a wealth of information on all things skincare. Hey, here's the best part. Got it from my mama podcast listeners can get 15% off their first purchase by using code MAMA15. Colton Dixon became a household name while competing on American Idol back in 2012. Since then, his songs have topped the charts in contemporary Christian music with hundreds of millions of streams and multiple industry awards. But his path to music and Idol was anything but ordinary. In this episode, his mom, Teresa, shares her pride in seeing Colton stay true to himself and sharing his bold faith through his songwriting and his music. I'm so excited to get to meet Colton Dixon's mom because I've known Colton for so long. So to get to meet you in person is a pleasure today.
So nice to meet you as well.
He is just one of the most authentic, genuine. He has done such a great job, I feel like, of staying true to who he is in a business that it can be really hard to do that in.
Right. I agree. Colton is just, he's always been that kid. He's not changed. He was that toddler. He was that, teenage boy. He's the man he's grown into.
But there's a depth to him that kind of fascinates me.
It does me too. I mean, to hear some of the interviews, it warms my heart to hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
I told Velvet at one time, I said, I'm learning from my kids sometimes, and you always are learning it at all times. And listening to his interviews and stuff, it's just, it amazes me.
And Velvet's his manager and the one who was so sweet to connect the two of us. As a matter of fact, when I was telling her that I was beginning this podcast, she was like, oh my goodness, you've got to meet Colton's mom. You're going to love her. So it's fun that we finally made this happen. But yeah, I like what you just said about what he has to say, because I feel like that has been an overriding theme in Colton's music, in what he writes, in what he performs, the songs he chooses, is he has something to say. And it's a really important message.
I agree. I mean, I've met some people that you think you know them because you see them on TV or you hear their music and mm-hmm. you listen to interviews, but Colton is what he says he is.
Yeah.
You are getting the real Colton.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. Tell me about him as a child. Was he boisterous? Was he shy? What was he like?
He had his mama's heart for sure. Firstborn, and he was just a bright child. Always has been. Eager to learn. He was around a bunch of adults, being the first grandchild in the family. He was one of those kids that everybody wanted to be around. So, it's like, come with me or let me, I keep him? And of course we were pretty just grandparents at the time. So
he was a little bit spoiled, right?
he was, but he wasn't.
But you just know, love.
With love. Yes.
Yeah,
we
kept different.
Him pretty grounded that way. He was always wanting to adventure things,
mm-hmm.
Try everything, and everything he tried, Colton pretty much could do.
He was good at it.
He was, if everything came pretty easy to Colton. If it was something he was interested in, there was no stopping him.
Uh-huh.
So
what would you say, that age when they're like, let's say 8, 9, 10 years old and you start really seeing their personality, they develop their own interests and stuff. At that age, what would you have maybe guessed Colton would want to do when he would you have seen him in the spotlight?
Yes, I've always sort of seen him that way. I mean, I just, he's sort of been anointed throughout his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him as a baseball player.
Okay.
It's one of those things that freshman year, he got Top Gun. He award, he was one of those things that he was a great pitcher. He was like a Greg Maddux. I don't know if you know who that is.
Oh, I do know who that is.
Okay, so Greg Maddux was known for his placement. He was real good at placing the ball wherever he wanted it.
Uh-huh.
Not so much for the heat, but for the placement.
And okay.
Colton was that kid.
So he got those comparisons at that age?
Yeah, he was just really good. And wow. he could keep his composure at that age. Because it's in a heated game, you know, when the stakes are going to fall on the pitcher,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. trying to get the last couple of batters out, he would just get up there and put the biggest smile on his face and just relax and do his thing. So
you could have seen him pursuing that in college.
I could, yeah.
And he wanted to.
We truly thought he was going to get a scholarship in high school, but he decided I think it was his sophomore year. I might stand to be corrected, but theater was going on at the time, and he was really involved in theater.
Okay,
and he loved it.
So he was kind of doing the mix in high school of trying to perform as an athlete, but then also had a desire to be on the stage, and so he was balancing those,
and
which is
tough.
Really challenging, as I know with both of my boys. But it's very challenging.
Well, especially when they're wanting, practice is going to need for both of them, and it's sort of,
yeah,
it just, something was going to fall short somewhere.
Is that how he got bit by the music bug? Was performing in maybe a musical in high school?
Yes, but they also had a band.
Oh.
The kids had a band growing up. So they led youth in church.
Uh-huh.
And we would travel around to different youth camps and things like that with the kids.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so that was sort of their thing, at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Colton was probably about 14 or 15 before we actually started doing that.
Okay.
So Skylar was a little bit younger, but.
So you mentioned Skylar, that's the younger sister, about 3 years age difference. Tell us about her and Colton and her relationship.
Oh, Skylar looks at her brother as her best friend. She adores him. Always has.
And they're close to this day.
They're still close. Yeah. As close as they can be with him touring and having a family. You know what I'm saying? We're navigating a different season because he's so busy and, and having his family and stuff. So we don't get the time that we usually are used to getting, but yes, it is still, it's beautiful.
So after high school, so he's playing baseball, music starts to kind of become the overriding passion by the time he graduates from high school, and was the intention to go to college. He got a music scholarship, didn't he?
He did. He went to college. And his first semester, it was time for midterms, I believe it was. And it was either IDOL, because he made IDOL, or it was, because his professor told him, said, if you go off to Hollywood Week, you're going to miss this. You'll lose your scholarship. He goes, so do a voluntary withdrawal. And your scholarship will stay in place. And so if it doesn't work out, you can come back.
Okay, but let's back up. How did American Idol even become an option? It was really Skylar, wasn't it, that kind of instigated, let's go do this?
It was, yeah, it was. It was the first year American Idol had allowed 15-year-olds to audition.
Mm.
So
was this the same year as Lauren Elena?
It was.
Okay, I was going to say, because I remember
her
mom was on the podcast, and she talked about how Lauren had been dying for years to audition, but she wasn't old enough. And then that year, they changed the age requirement.
That's exactly, yeah.
Oh, so he was on a great season. So who else came out of that? Lauren, Elena, Scotty McCreary.
If I'm not mistaken, Tori Kelly was on that year. I've got 2 years, so they all sort of run together as to which year was
on. That's part of the story.
Okay, for sure.
So we're going to go back to Skylar. Wants to do this.
Yeah, she had been begging, and then it changed because mom, it changed to 15. So her dad and I, we talked about it, prayed about it, and we said, let's make these memories with our kids.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
Were the auditions right here in Nashville?
They were in Nashville.
Okay, and so that made it a little bit easier. Yes,
it did.
Probably.
Now this has been 13 years ago, 13 plus years ago.
Wow.
So we went to Nashville and camped out. So we were like one of the first in line.
So you came in overnight?
We stayed overnight, and we were one of the first ones in line, and like that had a gate, and we camped out overnight. And she had asked her brother, she goes, come stay, you know, just make, you know, it's just for fun, just come and spend the night with us. So he did. He came and camped out with us.
Meaning he did not.
He was not auditioning.
He was not planning to audition.
No, he was there to support.
She was going. Yes. He was just going to be part of the family going to support.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So first in line. And of course, we didn't know the process. You know, first in line doesn't mean anything. It just means you're going to get a ticket first and you're going to go home and then come back the next day or whenever it was to actually audition. So we were just there to get a ticket.
Okay.
So the camping out was just to get a ticket and everybody got one. So it really, you know.
You really were making memories.
Yeah. So had I known, maybe we wouldn't have camped out. I don't know. But anyway, but it was fun. It was fun. So anyway, Skylar goes, she kept talking to him all night. She goes, Colton, you're already here. Just get a ticket. We'll just sing. What's the worst that can happen? You know? Now, there was about 17,000 people who auditioned in Nashville that we were told. You know, we're thinking, you know, it's a wild shot, but you know what? Somebody's going to make it. So,
yeah,
you know, why not them? So
there was no part of you like, oh, we'll go do this. It'll be fun. But, you know, I'm sure we'll just be going back home.
Well, of course there was. I mean, there were 17,000 people auditioning. You know, you have to put that mind in your, you know.
You have to think that way. Sure, be realistic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, but then I was like, you know, but they can sing. So who knows, you know, why not? So, so they go back to the audition and they're actually auditioning. And we're looking, there's like 10 tables set up inside Bridgestone Arena. Their dad and I was sitting up in the stands and we told them, I said, you know, are y'all going to go in as brother and sister? You can go in individually. How are you going to do it? And they decided they wanted to go in individually, be on their own. They didn't want that tag along to make or break them. And so they said, you know what, let's just go on our own and see what we can do by ourselves.
Colton didn't even have a song prepared. She'd probably been practicing.
And so, yeah, it was one of those. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And so we had watched and we're going, oh, please don't get this one table because they're not giving out very many golden tickets.
So you could see all of that.
You could see them all. You could hear them. And you're going, oh, I can't believe that person didn't make it. You know, oh, my goodness.
They were so good.
Yeah. And so anyway, they get put in the same group and they get put to that table that we were going, oh, no. And so at that point, at that moment, the dad and I looked at each other and said, oh, no. What happens if one makes it? We didn't even thought about it. It just had not crossed. It just, I don't know why, but it didn't cross our mind.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, here's the deal. Ever who makes it, I get that one. Because I was like, I don't want to have to console the one that didn't make it. So I was like, what am I going to say? I wasn't prepared for that. So
you put the heavy work on him.
Yeah. Okay. So it was sort of funny. I was like, oh, no, what are we going to do? Because whenever they made it, they went backstage and they took names and took more information and gave, you know, what's the next step? And the other one was escorted out immediately.
Okay.
And I was like.
So what was the result of that?
So Skylar went up and sang, and then she stepped back. Colton came up and sang, step back. They had Skylar come up again and step back. And then they called Skylar up, Colton up, and one other person in that group. And they were taking down information. I was going, this is good. This is good. They got them. They're still talking to him. This is great. And then all of a sudden, you see them take their numbers back. And because they had realized, they said, wait a minute. You all know each other? Because they were like, oh, my gosh. And they said, yeah, we're brothers. At that point, and then everything changed. So they made it to where they were an item, not individually. Oh. I say an item. Okay. You know.
Going through the process together.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Package.
But not like a duo. They weren't looking at them at like that, right?
No. So they both made it and we were like, what just happened?
Wow.
All these people and they made it, you know?
Yeah.
What the heck, you know? And then there was a judges round. So they had made it all through those processes. And so.
Where did the judges round take place?
It was in Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all of that.
Yeah.
Was.
Everything. Okay. They come back to the same city usually.
Okay.
Yeah. So, so the judges round and we're outside we were really nervous at this point because this is like, oh my goodness, if they make it through this, then they're going to Hollywood. You
this
know?
Is the part we see on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you see the anxious parents out in the
you
audience.
You don't see all the other auditions prior to. Yeah. Because there's a lot of steps and it's not for the faint of heart. It's quite stressful. You know?
I can't imagine.
You know, for the kids and the parents. So they came out and both of them had a ticket and we were just, you know, we were like, oh my goodness, this is a crazy ride here. What is, we, you know, it was like, we are, you know, on this ride that we were not, not that we didn't think they were great. We did.
You didn't know what to expect.
But there were so many people that were auditioning. We just, you know, having both of them go through was just, you know, it was crazy and unreal.
So they both get a ticket to Hollywood?
They both got a ticket to Hollywood.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So they went, and Skylar made it through, I believe it was the first round. The second round in Hollywood was group round.
Okay.
She did not make it through group round. Colton did.
Okay.
And so at that point, you know, Skylar parted ways. I had to go because Skylar was a minor. And at that time, Colton was 18, so he didn't have to have anybody there with him.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, so we left, and then, and he remained. We stayed in California, but he remained, and, you know, he made it to, I think they went to Las Vegas, and he got cut right there, right before live show. He was the last two of the contestants they brought out, mm-hmm. and they were going to pick one or the other, mm-hmm. and he didn't make it that time.
Let's go back, though, to when Colton continued and Skylar didn't. What does a mama do? How did you handle that with Skylar?
You know, it is tough to navigate, because you're wanting to congratulate one and be all excited for one, but you have to consider the other one's feelings. So you congratulate them, mm-hmm. but you also have to, you know, I have to do what everybody else. You're 15.
Yeah.
There's plenty of opportunity.
Right.
You know, this is still great. But she is so supportive of her brother, mm-hmm. and so proud that it was not a hard transition for me.
Since you've mentioned that there were two seasons, let's explain why. Okay. So Colton goes home right before the live rounds, and that journey's over.
It is. Well, he got some things out of it, like he went to a recording studio, and things were still going for him.
Right.
So
music-wise.
It ended at Idol, mm-hmm. but music-wise, it was still going.
Did it kind of light the fire in him of like, hey, I could do this as a career?
Absolutely. And Idol was just, it was just a platform.
Right.
You know, that really elevated him quicker.
Yeah.
So
what happens when they decide to go back the following year? They decide we're going to do this again.
No, Colton did not. Colton was like, I'm still got things going. I'm good. You go for it. So Skylar auditioned.
Okay.
But there was not one in Nashville. It was in Charleston. But the judges round was going to be in Savannah. So her dad said, okay. So she went and auditioned, and she made it to the judges round. So judges round, we all as a family go, because when they come out, you know, you want to be there to support them.
For sure.
And so we all went. And while we were there, they start talking to Colton. He said, why didn't you audition? He's like, you know, no. You know, I'm okay. You know, I've got stuff going on. Well, they wound up pulling him in. And they both came out with a golden ticket.
So again, planning.
So we did not know. As parents, we didn't know.
You didn't know that he went in there and did that?
No.
So that was spontaneous too.
Yeah. So that was something that was a surprise for both of us. So Skylar comes out, and then Colton comes out. And if anybody had seen the shock on our face, that was why we were so shocked.
Is there a video out there of that, on YouTube or something?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because it was like, we see Skylar, we're like, oh my gosh, you know, and then we see Colton, we're like, wait a minute. What just happened?
Okay. I'm going to Google that as soon as we're done.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, but that was why, because we didn't know. You know, we knew that they had been talking and they'd asked him, mm-hmm. but to actually pull him in and him come out with a ticket, because he was pretty, I thought he had his mind made up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he was so gracious, because he was like, he told her. And it was just, I thought this explains who Colton is. After they both made it, Colton looked at his sister during lunch and he said, this is your thing. You want to do it this year. If you want me to step aside, I will. Mm. And she said, nope, I would like to have my big brother with me. She goes, I love it.
That's precious.
So, yeah. Yeah. So it was just, one of those things that just real touches my heart.
But, yeah. Oh, I bet.
But that's who he is.
She does not advance past what? The second year?
Skylar goes all the way to Vegas. So they, in the rooms, there are four rooms, I believe. There's four rooms. Mm-hmm. And they pick two.
Okay.
To go to Vegas. And this is
that terrifying thing they do where they put them in these rooms, and you don't know if you're in the good room or the bad room.
That is it. That is it. And they're in two separate rooms.
Oh, wow.
So, but they had made it all through Hollywood Week, and this is like the end of Hollywood Week, mm-hmm. to see if they go on. And one comes out screaming, and we're like, oh my gosh. And then here comes the other one, and we're like, this can't be real. This can't be real. So we're thinking, you know, oh, this is awesome. You know, both of them made the top 40, which is live show. And
so they made it through group rounds.
They made it through group rounds and they made it through the Vegas rounds.
Wow.
And so, and then they go, we're going to have to make another cut. At that moment, we had it. It was like, because we thought they've never let Sid Wayne's make it to live show. Mm.
You just had a feeling.
Yeah. And so, and then Skylar got cut and, mm-hmm. and Colton, he was so upset. Mm-hmm. You know, it really, really, just hurt him for
her. It goes back to what he said. Yeah. This was your thing.
It really hurt him. But, yeah. you know, being the incredible big brother that he is, he on his Vegas, you know, to be able to advance or not advance, he did a song dedicated to her. So it was like, I'd like to dedicate this to my sister, and which is just, and that was not prompted. It's not something that, you know, as a parent would go, you know, it'd be sweet if you did that.
Yeah.
It was not like that at all. That was all him.
Oh.
And it was just really touching. So.
I love that.
Yeah.
Would you say overall you enjoyed the process of that? I mean, you had two experiences with it.
And- you know, I would not be telling the truth if I didn't say, yes, it was enjoyable. It was fun. I mean, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it was probably one of the most stressful things that, you know, because you're a camera's in front of you 24/7,
mm-hmm.
your mic 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really good in front of a camera. So
you'd never know it.
So, but
even the experience of being the mom there supporting
yeah.
and them showing the parents watching, like right. all of that was a lot.
Picking the right song, your interview, everything, because they're constantly, like I said, got a camera in your face and mm-hmm. interviewing and everything else. And you worry for your kids because,
yeah.
you know, it's a music show, a talent show, but it's also a reality show and it's a TV show.
Mm.
So you don't ever want anything to be misconstrued and have them turn something that's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, as a parent, I did worry about that a little bit.
With Skylar and Colton's background in music and what they had chosen to perform and the type of music they were doing being mainly what we would refer to as, I guess, worship or CCM or Christian music, did you have a concern about, or did they as well have a concern about what American Idol would allow them to perform or ask them to perform?
Yes.
How did y'all navigate that?
You know, they give a list, and so you pick from the list. It was okay for the most. I think there was one round that we showed a concern as to what song choice he had.
Mm-hmm.
He chose, and it was, you know, he did, and it was like it was his. It was the one I think that, you know, that put him out. So he had a regret on doing it. You know, it was just what he said. Just wasn't me.
Yeah.
Not that it was, you know. Bad or anything. It just wasn't me.
Yeah.
But I think whenever he was voted off, I think he, you know, he told them and the world exactly who he was.
Yep. Yeah. So, take me back to that moment. If you're not using the Core 4 products for long-term skin health, you're likely very underwhelmed by the results of your skincare routine. Think of building your skincare routine like building a house. You need a solid foundation, otherwise your house will collapse. The same thing applies to your skin. If you're not using the Core 4, your skin lacks the resources to be healthy. So what are the Core 4 products? A vitamin C, SPF, an exfoliant, and a retinoid. These four products protect, repair, and strengthen the skin, and they are the first four products that are really worth investing in because they are the powerhouse of your routine. Barefaced makes it easy to get started with these four essentials with their Bare Necessities Bundle. This bundle can be customized to your skin type when you take the 5-minute skin quiz on barefaced.com. They even break down exactly how to use each product and how to introduce them into your routine. Super simple and effective. Hey, got it from my mama listeners. Get a discount code. Use MAMA15 to get 15% off your first barefaced purchase.
We were there, and of course, you get to know the camera people. I say mm-hmm. you get to know them. You talk to them.
Yeah.
You don't really know them, but you talk to them, and it becomes, you know, friendly. We had just come off of a really great performance week, and so my husband, being a postmaster, had to go back and forth, so he had to go to work some. So he would fly back, and if he missed a week, we felt strong. We think Colton's safe on this week. He went home. The school was having a huge,
watch party yeah. and everything
that
else.
That was Colton's high school
yes.
that did that?
Yeah. Oh. And so Colton Schuyler School, yeah. And Mike was there. So he said, I'm going to be here at the watch party. And we felt We felt like he was in a really good place. That day, that night when we got there, usually there was a cameraman that was always, you know, just talking and talking. And he just wouldn't even look at us. And we're like, and so this show starts and they bring Schuyler up on stage. And I was thinking, oh, this is beautiful. You know, great. Schuyler, you're getting some more recognition. This is really good for what you want to do whenever yeah. you do it.
Yeah.
And so she came back and said, hey, that's great. She goes, oh, no, Mom, this is not good. Colton's getting voted off tonight. And I said, what? She goes, yeah. Then why would they pull me up? Then this is a 16-year-old
she
girl.
Had that sense.
She knew. And I didn't. I was blindsided. I was just like, and of course, obviously, as parents, we both were blindsided or else – my husband would have been with me.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So, but yeah, he got voted off that night. And mm-hmm. and probably the most profound moment that I've ever and loved moment that I have for my son is when he dropped to his knees and just gave his heart to God at that point and just said, you know what? This is bigger than me.
Yeah.
I need you right now. And that's what he did. Mm-hmm. So... And that was not prompted either.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you know, some people go, oh, y'all, you know, that was rehearsed or something. Mm-hmm. That's just who he is.
Yeah. What is it like for you, even now, just to see how the Lord has used this platform that he's given him and how Colton has very carefully, I mean, he knows the weight of that. And to see him impact so many lives through the type of music he performs and how he presents himself.
You know, Colton, he never ceases to amaze me. He just, you know, he just gets, like you said, he's deep, you know, mm-hmm. and it's true. It's one of those things that it just comes so deep within his soul. Seeing the audience, the kids, the adults that just are moved by what he's doing as a parent wows me mm-hmm. that he is in that position and he's doing exactly what he needs to be doing. And it's touching those lives. You know, people I work with that I have never seen faith in them are coming to us and it's a testimony for them. Mm-hmm.
You've seen lives change.
I have seen lives change in people that I'm around because of Colton, who he is. But to see the impact he's having on this youth, and he had as a youth, him and Schuyler, mm-hmm. And to carry it on as an adult, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see.
Tell me about just some of the highs and then there's a lot of lows in this business of, you know, like you think, oh, American Idol, and then he got a record deal and it's all been great, but there's every single that comes out. Is it going to climb the chart? Is it going to do what he and his team think that it's going to do? Do you still walk those rocky roads with
Absolutely.
Him?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, for sure. There's been songs that we go, oh, that's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even get radio time. And it's like, why? Because it's too deep. And I said, it's too deep for what? You know, isn't
that the point?
Yeah, right, exactly. So, yeah, I don't understand how things work, mm-hmm. But you know, he's navigating through it just fine. You know, just because it's for him, it's about putting it out there and, you know, having the faith to know if it goes, great,
yeah.
awesome. But if it doesn't, he's still putting the message out there. He's got the platform right now. If it's not there, it's going to be on stage at a church. So,
yeah.
you know, he amazes me and all he knows how to do and the tracks and he does the production side of things.
Yeah, that's
sometimes.
Something that people may not realize too, the fans of Colton that are listening, because he's so heavily involved in the process. You know, it's not just someone saying, okay, turn in your songs and then we'll figure out what to do with them, but right. he's involved in the production.
Right. He does
tracks.
He does the tracks. Yeah. He lays out stuff. We build things for set. I mean,
yeah, he's
you know,
so multi-talented.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And he's seen great success and it's so fun. This new project is so good. I just love how his sound has evolved, but yet it's also so Colton.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's sort of funny to, on his songs, because you can see where he's at in different seasons of life. Now that he's married with kids, you see a different, it's still Colton.
Yeah.
But it's a different type of, you know, and it's a, because, you know, he wanted the rock stuff really, really bad when he came off of Idol. And of course, that's who he was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what he felt. And mm-hmm. that was, you know.
That so, beautiful wife and those two baby girls, they soften you a little bit there. He's yeah. writing through a different lens, isn't he?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell me about what you remember first time he brought his sweet wife home.
She was so sweet, because I prayed and prayed for, you know, somebody for Colton that was, you know, a good Christian girl, mm-hmm. great family.
Would understand this lifestyle.
Yes. Annie's just that. And she's got a great family.
And
yes.
then the two girls, are they three now? Is that
they
right?
They will be the three twins? In August.
I was one of the very first people that Colton told, after you, of course, but we were together for a session talking about the new album, and we had been about halfway through, and Annie was with him, and we were talking, I don't know even what about, and he was like, well, he goes, I thought I might have to tell you this today because of just things we were talking about, messaging and what's ahead, and he's like, but we haven't really released the news yet that Annie and I are having. They didn't even know it was twins.
No, they didn't. Yeah, at first they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't even know. So that was a fun moment for me to get to share with them. And before, you know, it was, I guess, announced in the press or whatever that they were having the babies. And then later, you know, they found out it was twins. I'm like, this is so exciting. So what's it like being a grandma?
The most incredible thing. I mean, just anything that everybody said about being a grandparent, you know, that there's no love like it. You'd think that, you know, having kids, there's no love like it. It just intensifies even more.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So it's sort of funny. The story how I found out I was going to be a grandmother.
Yeah.
Is they invite us to a coffee shop. And, hey, you want to have coffee? And we're like, sure. So we went to the coffee shop and ordered and waiting on our coffee. And Annie had gone to the restroom. And she was going to pick up the coffees for us when she came back. So she picked them up and sat down. And I had not given a name. So I was like, you know who? And I looked and I was like, Grandma, I thought, that kid, how dare him? Not thinking.
I thought it was a joke.
I was insulted.
So
I was like,
the name on, like when Starbucks writes your name on a coffee yes. cup, you got yours and it said Grandma?
Yes. And I, not thinking, because I, you know, I'm thinking that we're just traveling through life, you know, they're busy and yeah, all this yeah. stuff. Because we'd asked, you know, when are you going to have babies? We don't know, you know, that yeah. type of thing. I looked and I was like, and of course, my husband's oblivious to what's going on at this point. And of course, I am too, obviously. And I looked and I looked at Colton. I said, the audacity of that kid. He didn't ask my name. He picked Grandma.
I looked, the barista had chosen you as the grandmother of the
yeah,
group.
Yeah. And I was like, I was insulted. I was like, yeah, that was rude.
I would be.
And I look up and Colton's got his phone up like this right here. And I went, oh my gosh. And I started screaming. And my husband's going, what is going on right now?
He didn't get it.
No clue what's going on. He did not see his skit. And I was like, oh. So I'm screaming. Everybody's like, of course, I couldn't contain myself.
And did your husband's cup say Grandpa?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It took a second. But then again, it took a while for me, too. Yeah. I mean, I totally misread that.
What a cute idea of how they told you. Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's so fun.
When we found out he was having twins, we'd gone to their house. And he goes, would you like to see pictures of...
Because you probably knew they had an ultrasound.
Yeah, yeah.
But would you like
to see the ultrasound picture? I said, I would love to. And she goes, Colton, you probably got better pictures on your phone. And so Colton's looking. He's showing me. He goes, yeah. He goes, look. And then he goes, oh, look. He goes, he sees his baby A. And he goes, yeah. I said, look at this one right here. That was his baby B. And I went, He goes, And that's how I found out they were having twins. It's like, So the next time we went, I said, okay, wait a minute. Is there anything? Is there another baby? There's three
Any
now?
More surprises?
Yeah. And yeah. I'm like, no, that's it.
How would you say that you support Colton now? I'm sure it has something to do with the girls, but being so busy and on the road, and of course now he's married and has the kids, but how do you support their family the most with the unique schedule that they have?
Trying to be patient and, you know, because they're gone all the time, you know, yeah. Annie stays with her parents, which they're a godsend, you know.
Is that local though?
It's in Tulsa or LA.
Oh.
And so, because Colton travels all the time. And she's got twins. She needs help. And I mean.
So she's gone a lot.
She's gone a lot. The girls are gone a lot. And Colton's gone a lot. So it's like, I guess the best way that we can support them is being patient on their scheduling. and what they've got going on. Of course, with us, with our businesses, it's trying to navigate what's, you know, that that's the best way I think we can support them is just not giving them a hard time about.
Not the pressure.
Yeah. Okay, can I'll be honest. It has been difficult being patient sometimes, but you have to understand because I want to be around them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And so having to step back and realize that, you know, it's not that easy.
But I'm sure there's a whole different layer to it now with the Green Girls.
Yes.
Because it's not just that you want to be with Colton and Annie and get to see them, but it's like the girls aren't here.
And of course, the more success Colton has, the less time he has because there's more demand, you know, from radio to, tours to whatever, you know, and I get it. And I am so happy for him, you know, for him to be able to support his family that way. It is hard, but it is something that I understand. And, you know, like I said, thank God for a family that I love. And Annie is an incredible mother. Those girls are so smart and so polite.
Do you and Mike get to go to many shows these days? Or how do y'all do that?
Yeah. So we go to everything. We used to go to a lot of shows. It's now taking a different season. Mm-hmm. And then he got married, then he had babies. So we try not to be the parents that are at all the show, but local things, we try to within like 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we move into shows to we're in a different state and we go, oh, Colton's got a show here. We'll go see him.
Yeah. So, perfect. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Yeah. What has been one of the highlights for you? If something maybe really fun you've gotten to do, maybe it was an award show or something that was really fun for you to be at to see him perform.
The Grand Ole Opry. You know, going in. I've been to the Grand Ole Opry so much growing up, you know, being from here. But once he stood on that stage and was singing, it was a whole different meaning how special it was. Mm-hmm. You know, I was sitting in the audience until he got on the stage. It was like it hit me. And like I said, I don't know why I didn't think. I knew it was special, but it became even more special whenever he took the stage.
And it is everything. Connor had his debut this year as well, but it is everything that you hear about and you think, and the reverence of just being in that building and knowing what it means for your son to step on that stage is, it's kind of hard to even describe, isn't it?
It is. And to have an audience that is pretty much bluegrass and country, you know what I'm saying? The audience have a Grand Ole Opry has a following.
Yeah, yeah. And their values are similar to your family.
Yes,
and, you know,
absolutely. Yeah. And it's usually it's not a younger crowd, which is what a lot of Colton's following is that a younger crowd.
Yeah.
But to see the people who did not know who he was, we were sitting around, that became fans, you know, and because he had a message.
Right.
And they loved his message.
Yeah.
And so it just made it even more special.
Yeah, that's really
special. To be accepted, to be invited there, and then to the people who go all the time, regulars that would go, to accept him and love him was just incredible.
Not only does Colton have, to me, a recognizable voice and sound and all of that, but his look. Okay. I mean, if you see a picture of you, you just know, like, this is him and who he is. Take me back to when that evolved. Was the hair a thing in high school? Was that mohawk under the baseball cap, or did this happen with the music?
Okay. So Colton has always had thick hair.
You even brought me a picture. That we will use to promo this episode.
Yeah. And Colton, I'm just going to apologize to you right now because since we were renovating the house, we had boxed up, you know, all these pictures and everything.
Because he's going to say, is that the best you could do?
I know he's going to say that because he's always had that hair. His hair was one of those things. It made him, you know, it was a brand type thing for him.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what it has become.
Right.
So that kind of started an idol then, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. And the fans, anytime he changes his hair, they're real, you know.
They don't like it, do
it's
they?
Like, it's like, don't change it, you know. Like, either some things they do. This is like, okay, I'm glad you did this because, you know, we all go through different hairstyles growing up. And so they go,
oh,
that
really
doesn't work for you.
It's part of his identity.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
For
it's
sure.
So cool.
You know, in high school, it was funny because there was a dress code. With that code, you have your hair, you know,
certain
above
length,
the collar. But they didn't say anything about height.
So
Colton went up in high school height because he was an individual. Yeah. You know, he was, yeah. you know, and so then after he graduated, the head principal, he put in the rule book and height. It's called the Colton Rule, or at least that's what I was told.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great yeah. story.
It could be something that somebody made up, and I'm just, you know, hearsay. But you know, he kept it above the collar,
right?
But
he was able to show his individuality.
Yeah, because he came in one I think it was his sophomore year. I think it was he came in. He had grown his hair out, and it had gotten long,
like over the summer.
But he was also Troy Bolton in High School Musical play.
He was one
of the, yeah
of so course he was so he I grew can his totally hair see out. That okay
so, yeah.
okay
and so they were like, you got to cut your hair. And so he was like, okay, I'll cut my hair. So he cut it and then went up.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I love it. And it's just kind of stayed there,
you know. Even before that, Colton made Allstate in choir. And so I remember going to, I forgot what it was, in Nashville, and there was people from all over that were singing Allstate, different schools. And I remember ready to leave when it was over, and all these people were taking pictures with him. This is before he had done anything. And it was like, I looked at the teacher and they said, you got a little star on your hands. And it was like, we were like, what is going on? This is crazy. You know, we thought, is it because he's cute? Is it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? So anyway, it was one of those moments you sort of step back and go, wow, that's wild, you yeah. know?
Well, you had mentioned, though, he had, even as a young child, he was kind of a magnet to
he was. He was.
Yeah.
He was very polite, and he was just, you know, he was a good kid. He mm-hmm. was, he was an easy one. Mm-hmm. He really was. He was an easy kid. We've had several people to tell us he was an anointed, you know, and it's like, we look and go, we see our son, and yeah. we knew he's polite and everything, but we were seeing from a parent's eyes. They were seeing from, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
different, coming in, getting a different perspective, because who they are when they're away from their parents, you know, mm-hmm. we don't know who they are when they're, mm-hmm. you know, he's, unless people tell us. And that's what people were telling us. And we were like, oh, you know, okay.
Yeah.
That's incredible. You know, we know he's a good kid, but that's really special yeah. to somebody say that.
Well, and I bet when you see him on stage and people being so impacted and just drawn closer to the Lord through his music, that you really do feel like there's a special calling on his life.
I just, you know, every time I go to see him, I see it more, you know what I'm saying, even more and more. I'm amazed every time. Like I said, every time I just, you see, it's when you see it, you go, and then you see it again. It's like we were apart for a little while, and we'll go sit to another concert. And it's like he does something else that's even more special, and it's coming from within. It's something he wants to do. It's like he's stepping out even further. He's getting as much from it as he's giving.
Mm.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So he's connecting that much more with him, or at least that's what I'm seeing.
That's what you sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great compliment to give him too. So what's next for you guys and your family? And Skylar's still doing the music thing.
She is. She's at the doctor's right now, hopefully getting her assessment of her last surgery that she had 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And that was due to a car accident. You said it was about a year ago.
Yeah, it was a year ago. And she's had four surgeries on her
wow.
dominant arm, her wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're fortunate that's all it was. And yeah. She's still doing music. She still loves it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a part of who she is.
Mm-hmm.
So she's still, you know, going through the motions, and hopefully, you know, something, she keeps throwing stuff at it. Hopefully it'll stick somewhere, you know.
Is it still just a neat thing that people want to talk to you about, of your talented kid?
Funny story is that, you know, usually when we see somebody we don't know coming at us, we go, they're going to, you know, aren't you Colton and Skylar's, you know, parents? Uh-huh. And so we were that for so long. And then we had opened up an escape business.
Oh, you did?
An escape game business in Murfreesboro.
Uh-huh.
And it had been open, I don't know, a couple of years. And we were having dinner. And I said, here comes another fan. And so it was like, I said, you sort of pinpoint and you go.
You figured it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And mm-hmm. so we're coming up and she goes, oh my gosh, you're the people who own the escape game, aren't you? And we were like, she laughed. She made our night. It was like, oh my gosh, we have our own identity.
For a moment, I was not Colton's mom.
I mean, that's not a, don't get me wrong, that's a great thing to be. But still.
Oh, I so get that,
but
though.
The identity of having, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody knows who we are. Yeah. So it's other than.
But they knew you for this and business, of course, you
now,
have.
Now I'm going to tell you, though, any parent that has kids in high school, you become so-and-so's parents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just because he's, you know, who, you yeah. know who he is, but it's just been sort of funny because we'll go, okay, this is somebody else is going, you know, it's, you know, how's Colton, you know, stuff like that. We sort of thought was, you know, funny and cute, but then it got to be like, do anybody know us for just us?
right. Yeah.
So, but it was one of those things. So we couldn't wait to tell the kids, you will not believe what happened to us.
We got recognized for this.
Yeah. Because we're, you know, for something we did.
Yeah.
And so, but it was
that's
funny.
That's cute. Well, it's been so nice to talk to you. And
thank you so much for having
love
me.
All the blessings that your family's been able to enjoy because of the gifts that God gave your kids. I just think that's a pretty amazing journey to be on.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us this week. We would love to hear from you. You can email me by visiting the Got It From My Mama website at gotitfrommymamapodcast.com, where you'll also find links to listen or watch the podcast. And be sure to check out our cute new Got It From My Mama merch. I want to share with you a miracle skincare product that works overnight. Just kidding. If anyone says that to you, run. Skincare takes time and consistency. However, let me tell you about Barefaced Toning Pads. They don't work overnight, but you can start seeing results as soon as 2 weeks after using them. Okay, so who needs them? Everyone. They're skin smoothing pads that help prevent breakouts, remove dull, dead skin, and improve the absorption of your skincare products. Basically, they reveal a more even, healthy glow with every swipe. They're Barefaced's best-selling products with over 2,000 five-star reviews and over 200,000 units sold just in 2022. So a fan favorite to say the least. They literally could not keep these toning pads in stock for the first 2 years after they launched. So if you are looking for an easy first product to get started with, this is a must-have in your routine. Don't forget, you can use the code MAMA15 to get 15% off your first Barefaced purchase. That's M-O-